我们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
安息生日，我们再一次的聚集在教会里来敬拜神，愿主耶稣基督祝福我们。
Yeah, may God bless all of you for gathering here once again on the Sabbath for service.
我们出于信心，所做出的敬拜神的每一件事情，神都会纪念。
Everything, every act that we do to worship God out of our faith, God will surely remember them.
我们把这一天分别为圣。来这里聆听神的话语，来祷告赞美神呢、啊，神在天上都纪念。
And for we have sanctified this day as the holy day, and God will remember our prayers.
那今天早上呢，想要用主耶稣他对门徒的提醒，他说你们要谨慎，有几个地方呢，想说提出来跟弟兄姐妹一起来查考来分享。
And this morning, I'd like to use the reminder of our Lord Jesus that we must take heed as our mutual encouragement.
我们来首先来看一节经节，我们来看马太福音第十六章。
Let us first turn to a verse. Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 16.
先看马太福音十六章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 16.
我们看第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
马太福音十六章第五节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 5.
门徒渡到那边去，忘了带饼。第六节。
Verse six.
耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。”第七节。
Verse seven.
门徒彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有带饼吗？”哦，带饼吧。第八节。
Verse eight.
耶稣看出来，就说：“你们这小信的人，为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？”第九节。
Verse nine.
你们还不明白吗？不记得那五个饼分给五千人？又收拾了多少男子的零碎吗？第十节。
Verse ten.
也不记得那七个饼分给四千人，又收拾了多少筐子的零碎吗？第十一节。
Verse eleven.
我对你们说，要防备法利赛人和撒都盖人的笑。这话不是指着饼说的，你们怎么不明白呢？十二节。
Verse twelve.
门徒这才晓得，他说的不是叫他们防备饼的笑，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都盖人的教训。这段圣经呢，主耶稣特别提醒门徒说，我们要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
In this passage, Lord Jesus especially instructed the disciples to guard against the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那这件事情是因为主耶稣跟门徒坐船，他们说要过湖啊，然后他们出门的时候忘记带饼了。
And this incident happened while Lord Jesus and the disciples were crossing a lake on a boat, and they had forgotten to bring the bread.
那他们忘了饼之后，主耶稣借这个机会跟他们说：“你们要谨慎。”
Using this opportunity, Lord Jesus told them to take heed.
那这里这个我们中文把它翻成谨慎，就是说你要很小心啊。
And to take heed means to be very careful.
可是可是后来我们看到到第十一节、十二节的地方啊。主耶稣就告诉他们说要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。
Until verse 11 and 12, Lord Jesus told them that you must guard against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那这个字眼呢、啊、如果是我们去注意他为什么要这样写啊，他这个谨慎这个字眼本身呢、啊、我们从中文看起来有时候不太容易明白说那这个谨慎跟我很小心走路很谨慎有什么差别
So if you take a closer look, you might not be able to differentiate the difference between taking heed and being careful.
啊，其实因为他在圣经的原文里面他们在写的时候呢他们每一个字都有他的意思所以这个字本身呢这个谨慎本身就是你要懂得分辨的意思
But we know in the Bible, every word has in its original meaning, original text carries its own meaning.
你要辨明就好像你要眼睛盯着看一直注意看然后看到它跟你想要知道的事情有一些不一样的地方
Taking heed means you must carefully pay attention to a certain thing until you can differentiate or distinguish a difference
那主耶稣这个地方特别提醒门徒说要注意啊，就是要分辨法利赛人跟撒都该人的教训
And here Lord Jesus especially reminded the disciples to take heed and guard against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees
那这一件事情啊这一节圣经节如果我们看马可福音第八章啊
And pertaining to this passage, if we refer to Book of Mark, chapter 8,
马可福音第八章的第十五节
Book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 15,
这是在讲同一件事情
This is the same recording of the same incident.
但是 主耶稣他这个地方呢，他讲到的话就是有点不一样，就是看第十五节。
But the wordings our Lord Jesus said were a little bit different. That's 3 verse 15.
耶稣嘱咐他们说，你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的笑和西律的笑。
And be careful, Jesus warned them, watch out for the ease of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
那所以呢，这里就看到说，马可福音讲的就是要防备法利赛人跟西律哦。
So here in Mark it says to watch out for the ease of the Pharisees and Herod.
那这两个地方基本上都一样，但是我们如果把它一起看的话，就主耶稣提醒我们要注意三种笑了。
So even though these two passages are the same recording, but here Lord Jesus warns us to watch out for three type of ease.
那法利赛人都是都共同都有的。
And we know this is found throughout the Pharisees.
主耶稣说这个笑指的就是教训，那个后来马太福音就很清楚的表示出来了。
And in the end of Mark, Lord Jesus specified that this ease represents teachings.
那法利赛人到底是什么样的人？
But what kind of people were the Pharisees?
我想我们很多人都很熟悉的哈。
I believe all of us are very familiar.
法利赛人是很注重律法的人。
Pharisees are people who place great emphasis on the laws.
他们是宁可因着人的遗传而废掉神的诫命的人。
They would rather take on the heritage or the traditions of men and forsake the teachings of God.
他们会因为这个教法师就是他们的文士说什么，他们说以前的人家就这么做，但是不会去考虑说，其实神的诫命吩咐不是这样子，他们是。反过来会注重人的吩咐，而不会去想到说神本来讲什么。
So they would rather obey what the teachers of the law or what the scribes say to them than to obey what God has instructed them.
那这个最明显的，在马太福音最清楚的记载，就在马太福音第十五章里面的。
And the most apparent recording can be found in Matthew chapter 15.
就是说，比如说他们注重吃饭前要洗手。
For example, they place great emphasis on washing their hands before meals.
那他们很注重说要奉献。
They also place emphasis on offering.
但是他们对这个奉养父母呢，我常说我如果把这个钱呢、啊，我这个财务都已经奉献到圣殿去了，我都没有财务供养父母了，那我就不用供养父母没关系了。
But in the matter of taking care of their parents, they would say if they pass on, they have no money to take care of their parents, then that would be fine.
所以法利赛人在这个地方，我们就看到他们特别注重说这个遗传是怎么做的，传统是怎么一回事，他们会。真的想要说我应该要遵守。
So here we can see the Pharisees do place great emphasis on the traditions and how they will obey each one and every one of them.
但其实最重要的就是神的吩咐，神的诫命的。
But we know what is more important are the teachings and instructions of God.
所以我们就看出来法利赛人他们本末倒置了。
So we can see the Pharisees have lost themselves.
看不清楚什么是最重要的。
They can no longer discern what is most important.
今天其实最重要的就是神的诫命。
And likewise today, what is most important are God's teachings.
那神的诫命基本上是从我们的心发出来的。
And we know the teachings of God springs out of our heart.
神要求我们要守安息日。
God requires us to keep the Sabbath.
神要求我们说要孝敬父母。
God has required us to honor our parents.
但是神的这些吩咐其实它基本上都要我们每一个人都从心里面做出来的。
But in fact, all the commandments from God, God requests that we do from our heart.
比如说我们今天是安息日，如果我们不是那种心里说我真的要来敬拜神的。
For example, today is a Sabbath. If you do not have the heart of truly observe the Sabbath,
我们有时候就说，我今天如果安息日不来教会，我就心里不安了。
There are times we may say to ourselves, if I don't come to church on Sabbath, then I might feel discomfort.
别人是不是会觉得说我就是不敬虔的人，没有信心的人
？We may feel guilty or rebuke ourselves. Perhaps we don't have that faith.
我们是不是会因着别人的眼光，然后？不得不来教会。
Or will we have to come to church because we're afraid of how others will view us?
还是我们是很欢喜的说，今天安息日，我可以来这里享受神，享受神的神所赐的这个日子，然后我就很期待的能够来这里一起来聚会。
Or we can actually come to church and observe Sabbath with such a joyful heart because we know this is a day which God blesses.
那这样的心情是跟同样来到教会，可是那是完全不一样的。
And we know with different mindsets, we carry different attitudes when we come to church.
表面上看起来每个人都到教会来。
We know in appearance, all of us are here at church.
但是那内心真正的动机可能不太一样。
But we know the true motive within each one of us are very different.
但是神要求我们的是，他要求我们的诫命是我们真的能够从心里面愿意来敬拜他。
But what God requires of us that we can truly worship Him from bottom of our heart.
借用这个机会来亲近神。
Using this opportunity to draw closer to Him.
所以神要求我们的是心里面的 真的意念呢。
So what God requires of us is our true intent and sincerity in the heart.
而不是表面上或者是人间的一些传统一些习惯性的做法。
Not only in appearance or by following the traditions or customs in the society.
这就是为什么我们有时候我们的下一代呢，我们需要教导他们真的能够会来敬拜神，会来以安息日为乐，而不是说因为我父母亲带着我来，我不得不来。
This is also the reason why we need to teach our next generation that they may be able to observe the Sabbath truly with joy.
所以法利赛人他们会强调这个表面功夫了。
So the Pharisees they emphasize on this appearance or this formality.
这个主耶稣说要小心，要谨慎。
But Lord Jesus said to take heed of.
他们的教训你要分辨。
You must be able to discern their teachings.
那法利赛人还有一个特质啊。
There is a unique characteristic.
就是自以为义。
That they are self-righteous.
我们如果看一下路加福音第十八章。
Let us turn to the Book of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Book of Luke, chapter 18.
十八章我们如果看第九节
Let us read verse 9
路加福音十八章第九节
Luke chapter 18 verse 9
主耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻啊。
You hear Jesus made a parable to those who are confident in their own righteousness.
那这个比喻呢就是讲说两个人到圣殿里面去祷告一个是法利赛人一个是税吏
And this parable spoke of two people who went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector.
那这个比喻我们应该很熟悉的
And we are all very familiar with this parable.
那当然这个税吏啊是个罪人啊他说他不敢啊他觉得不配啊举目望天
This tax collector was a sinner, so he said to himself, he's not worthy to look up to the heaven.
他只说啊，神啊，你开恩可怜我这个罪人呢。
He merely said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
但是相对这个税吏，就是这个法利赛人，他到神面前自言自语啊。
On the contrary, there's a Pharisee who stood before God and talked to himself.
第十一节说啊，神啊，我感谢你啊，你看我不像别人。勒索奸淫不义啊不像这个税吏
11 he said God I thank you for I'm not like other men's robbers evil doers or adulterers even like this tax collector
主耶稣所讲的这个比喻很清楚就讲说什么叫做自以为义的
within this parable Lord Jesus spoke clearly of what it means to be self-righteous
那所以基本上他到殿里面去祷告他不是跟神祷告他是跟神邀功他是跟自己讲话
so when this Pharisee went to the temple to pray to God he did not pray to God rather he boasted about himself
这叫自以为义
and that is what it means to be self-righteous
所以说这个比喻讲得非常的传神、啊、
and Jesus has spoken this parable rather well
一看就知道了
once you look you will know
那这个就是提醒给我们一个提醒说诶我今天到圣殿里面我是不是像这个法利赛人一样
That serves as a reminder for us today ask ourselves are we like the Pharisee when we come to church today
那个所罗门王他在建殿的时候啊，他跟神这样祷告
When King Solomon was building the temple he prayed to God in such manner
那个圣殿是要做什么的
What was the use of the temple
圣殿就是当百姓他们说他们有过犯的时候他来到殿里面跟神认罪悔改然后神啊你一定要从天上垂听然后查看然后侍服
And the purpose of the temple is that when the Israelites have sinned, they must enter into the temple to pray to God, so God may see to take heed and to bless them.
所以任何一件事情，他们认为说有一些亏欠，到殿里面祷告的时候，哎，神就垂听了，神就赦免他们的过犯。
For any matter that they feel they have fallen short of God, when they pray to God in the temple, God will forgive them.
因为在圣殿有神施恩的宝座。
For within the temple is the mercy throne.
要到宝座前来蒙怜悯来得恩惠
and you must go before the mercy seat to inherit grace and blessings
但是你看这个法利赛人他就不一样了
but here we can see the Pharisee was quite different
他到殿里面来凸显他自己本身比别人好、啊、
here he came to the temple to boast how he was better than the other
所以他跟神邀功说你看我一个礼拜禁食两次呢
so he boasted to God telling God that how he had fasted twice a week
我所得的都送献上十分之一、啊、
and he had offered up tenth of all he got
立法上所做的所要求的我都做了
he had followed everything required by the law
他重点就是你看我不像这个税吏、啊、
So the key is that he was nothing like that tax collector
那主耶稣用这个比喻在告诉我们说你看这个法利赛人他们有这个特质
And Lord Jesus used this parable to tell us of the certain characteristics
这跟他们很注重律法人间的遗传有关系的
And this has to do with how they place great emphasis on the traditions of
laws 所以主耶稣很多时候特别这个责备这些法利赛人说他们是假冒为善的
Therefore many times Lord Jesus rebuked the Pharisees of being a hypocrite
他们用嘴唇尊敬神，但是心里面其实是远离神的。
They merely pay lip service to God, rather their heart is distant from God.
他们严格的遵守这个律法上所规定的那个字句规条。
Although they follow the law strictly,
其实那是没有用的。
But rather they're all useless.
那法利赛人在主耶稣传福音过程当中，他曾经提到说，法利赛人他们其实也是贪爱钱财的人。
In the interior, when Lord Jesus preached the gospel, he also mentioned that the Pharisees they were greedy.
你看。这里他说这个比喻里面是说，你看我所得的我都献上十分之一了。
Even though in the parable, the Pharisees said, "I have over above a tenth of all I got."
表示说他们对神是很在意的，说神赏赐的福气他们就献十分之一给神。
It may seem that they value God by offering up a tenth of what they have received.
可是后来，我们看路加福音第十六章，神主耶稣这样说了。
But on the contrary, if you read Luke chapter 16.
我们看十六章路加福音十六章，对不起，路加十六章。
Book of Luke, chapter 16.
十六章，我们来看一下第十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 14.
我们从看十三节哈。
Verse 13.
十三节。
13.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。十四节。
14.
法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话就嗤笑耶稣。第十五节，耶稣对他们说：“你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。”这一段圣经你看特别描述主耶稣在强调说，人不能够侍奉神又侍奉马门，马门就是财物的意思嘛。
And in this passage, Lord Jesus especially emphasized man cannot worship two masters, the God and money.
那十四节特别就接着说，法利赛人是因为贪爱钱财，他们听见主耶稣讲的这句话呢，就嗤笑他。
So verse 14 says the Pharisees who love money heard about these and were sneering at Jesus.
为什么他们嗤笑耶稣
？Why did they sneer at Jesus？
因为他们觉得，其实就他们自己本身来说他可以敬拜神、侍奉神，也可以同时侍奉马门，也可以同时贪爱钱财的。
Because speaking for themselves, they can both worship God and love money at the same time.
因为如果人只是看表面的行为
Because as men, if we merely look at the superficial behaviors,
那他们所谓的侍奉就是我到人面前，我到神，到圣殿来，在人面前，我都有照规矩做。
How they define worship is merely come to, mean to church or come to the presence of men.
我都有奉献十分之一
And they have offered up all their tithes.
我有禁食两次一个礼拜
They have fasted twice a week.
你看我没有做那些不义的事情
You can see they've never done any evil things.
对他们来说，侍奉神这件事情很容易
So for them, the matter of worshiping God is very easily done.
但同时，侍奉马门也不会有什么冲突
At the same time, worshiping money does not bring about a conflict.
为什么？因为他们的心是他们在人面前自称为义
Because they have justified themselves in front of men.
他们在人面前是要成为人所尊为尊贵的。
They want to be noble and honorable before men.
其实现在一个人贪爱钱财是心里面真正认为什么是最重要的。
But we know today if a person loves money, then they will know what truly is most important in their heart.
但是人的心，圣经说神知道。
But the Bible says only God knows the hearts of men.
今天如果我们也是一个贪爱钱财的人
However, today, if we're also a person who loves or chases after money,
其实有时候我们在人面前也可以是一个又侍奉神的人。
And there are also times when we may portray ourselves as a person who loves God before men.
法利赛人他们本身就是这样做的。
This is what the Pharisees had done.
他们当然也是这样的教导别人。
This is also the way they have taught people.
那所以主耶稣才特别提醒说你们要注意法利赛人的教训
This is why Jesus especially reminded them to take heed of the teachings of the Pharisees.
你看他们对主耶稣所讲的话，他们竟然是嗤笑耶稣的。
You can see how the Pharisees even mocked and sneered at what Jesus had said.
但是其实神说。你们的心神知道，你看，是你们是神看为可憎恶的了。
But here Jesus said, God knows your heart, and you are viewed as detestable in God's sight.
那所以呢，这个法利赛人的这个教训呢，你看主耶稣所讲的，他提出来这个法利赛人他们本身所做的，跟他们说他们所讲的话语，就给我们一个很大的提醒。
So what Jesus has said about the teachings of the Pharisees serve as a great reminder for us.
今天我们一定要注意有些信仰的观念我们是不是很在意很注重这个表面上我们到底做什么
Therefore, today we must be very careful as we, if there are certain things that we especially value after in terms of our faith.
我们会不会真的把主耶稣的教训放在心里面，然后去求神帮助我能够真的把它做出来？
Do we truly take heed of the Lord's teaching within our heart and ask God for help to help us carry them out?
还是只是坐在表面上，让人家看到说，其实我也蛮虔诚的。
Or do we merely do a surface work to let others see that we truly are reverent?
那这样子的话，那其实我们就变成主耶稣说要谨慎防备那个对象了。
But if we are like that, then we have become the people whom Jesus has said to be careful of.
我们有时候看到教会的一些现象，我们不要很快的就做一个判断。
So there are times when we see certain phenomena happening at church, let us not make a quick judgment.
某某人就是怎么样了。
And saying that this person is like that.
其实只有神知道人的真正内心了。
But we know true enough, only God knows the hearts of men.
我们如果真的是敬畏神的人，
if we truly are a person fearing God,
我们会把主耶稣讲的教训放在心里面，来要求自己来遵行。
Then we will put the teachings of God within us and to require ourselves and discipline ourselves.
不会像法利赛人说嗤笑耶稣。
Not like the Pharisees who sneered at Jesus.
主耶稣说侍奉神跟侍奉马门两个要选一个。
And Jesus said you must choose one between worshiping God or money.
因为神要求的是人的真正的全部的内心。
Because what God requires of men is their true sincerity.
好，这个是法利赛人的笑。
And this is the ease of the Pharisees.
那撒路该人是怎么一回事呢？
And what happens to the Sadducees?
那撒路该人在当时候有一个背景，他为什么出现这个撒路该人？
So there's a historical background as to why the Sadducees had appeared.
一般来说，那个所谓的撒路该人呢，他们当时候大部分都是那些在社会上有尊贵地位的，大部分都是祭司家庭的。
During that time, the Sadducees were considered nobles or the members of the house of priests.
他们在当时候的政治上、社会上是很有影响力的人。
And they were influential people in the society or in the politics.
那因为他们是祭司呢，可是呢，很讽刺的是，他们在圣殿掌握这个权力本身，不是为了要敬拜神，而是为了要得到政治上的权力。
And even though they were priests, on the contrary, instead of leading the people in the temple, they wanted to gain more political power for themselves.
那这个撒路该人圣经里面的描述啊，最明显的一次啊，就是在使徒行传二十三章，撒路该人他们不相信有死人复活的事情。
And the most clear description of the Sadducees can be found in Acts chapter 3, where they do not believe the matter of resurrection from death.
保罗那时候啊，他被抓，我们看一下使徒行传二十三章。
And turn to the book of Acts chapter 23.
使徒行传二十三章。
And the book of Acts chapter 23.
我们就来看看保罗，他当时候很聪明。保罗他知道这个底下哪些人是撒杜盖，哪些人是法利赛人。
Here you can see Paul was very wise in knowing who were the Sadducees and Pharisees among the crowd.
我们看《使徒行传》二十三章。
Let's read Book of Acts, chapter 23.
保罗第六节。保罗他看出说大众一半是撒杜盖人，一半是法利赛人，他就在公会中大声说啊，弟兄们，我是法利赛人哦，也是法利赛人的子孙，我现在受审问是为盼望使人复活。第七节，那说了这话，法利赛人跟撒杜盖人就争论起来了，会众就分为两党了。第八节，因为撒杜盖人说没有复活，也没有天使和鬼魂，法利赛人却说两样都有。那这里呢，这段记载呢，就特别强调说，这个撒杜盖人呢是不相信复活，也不认为有鬼魂的事情了，天使也没有，鬼魂也没有。
So here has a clear recording that the Sadducees do not believe there's a resurrection, nor do they believe in angels or spirits.
啊，所以当时候保罗他被审问的时候，在公会前啊，他就特别提出说，我是盼望死人复活的，哦，就是因为他强调耶稣基督就是从死里复活的那个救主了。
So here, while Paul was being questioned, he specially emphasized that he has hope in the resurrection of the dead.
哎，结果这个公会就分两边了。
And because of that, the Sanhedrin broke out in two.
那这个撒杜该人呢？他们当时候是相信神，可是又不相信鬼魂，这个是很奇怪的。
So it was very strange that during that time, Sadducees believe in God, but they do not believe in spirits.
因为他们不相信，既然不相信有复活的事情，就不相信永生。
Since they do not believe in the matter of resurrection, they do not believe in eternal life.
他们当时其实是很注重物质上的享受。
At that time, they indeed value this material enjoyment.
所以信仰对他们来说只是一个工具。
So this faith to them is merely a tool.
得到一些权利。
That they may obtain certain kind of power.
所以他们基本上在政治立场上，他们是亲当时候亲希腊帝国，后来变成罗马帝国的。
And so, in fact, during that time, their political views were leaning toward the Greek government and later the Roman government.
他们就是所看到的都是地上的事情而已。
All they have seen or placed their eyes upon are things of this world.
那就是因为这种观念呢，所以我们如果还记得主耶稣在传福音的时候，圣经记载他曾经有两次洁净圣殿。
If you remember, there were twice while Jesus was preaching that he had cleansed the temple.
那个圣殿里面呢，本来应该是作为万国祷告的殿，结果圣殿变成很多人在那里做生意买卖。
You know, originally this temple should have been the temple prayer for all nations. Instead, merchants were doing business in it.
我们如果从律法上或者是摩西的那个五经里面去看呢、啊，那个圣殿里面基本上是不可能会有这些在里面买卖鸽子啊、牛羊啊、兑换银钱这种事情发生的。
If you look to the books of Moses or the laws, you will never find a recording of merchants selling within the temple.
但是为什么在主耶稣那个时候，那个圣殿变这样子
？But why is it that this phenomenon happened during the time of Jesus？
因为这些掌握权力这些祭司啊，这些领导人啊，他们觉得可以，他们允许百姓这样做。
It is because the leaders or the priests or those who were in power allowed the people to do such a thing.
所以撒都盖人就成为污秽圣殿的主要的人物了。
So Sadducees became the those responsible for defiling the temple.
因为他们把这个信仰本身就不是认为是跟神的关系，跟神有关系，他认为是只是一种工具，得权力的工具而已。所以对他们来说，这个圣殿方便就好，不一定要那么严格。
So for the Sadducees, they never view this faith or religion as anything important rather than a tool, so they treat it very lightly.
所以呢，他们当时候就用人间的那种想法，他们只是用世上的想法去想神的事。
So during that time, they used the thoughts and views of this man of this world to view God's matters.
他注重的就是你现在眼睛所看到的这些事物而已。
What they value are the things that you can see with your eyes, all the material things.
那这个做法其实另外一派人在马可福音说是西利的笑是一样的。
And rather, this kind of doing is as recorded in the Book of Mark that they are the East of the world.
那个西利就是当时候西利王哈。
And we know Herod was King Herod at that time.
那这个西利呢，他是什么样一个人呢
？And how was King Herod like？
我们如果看一下路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to the Book of Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章。
Book of Luke chapter 13.
我们看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
路加福音的十三章三十一节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 31.
正当那时候，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧。”因为西律想要杀你，三十二节。耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”三十三节。虽然这样，今天、明天、后天我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。那这一段圣经呢？你看讲，当时法利赛人啊，有一些人他们是相信耶稣了。
So here tells us at that time there were some Pharisees who did believe in Jesus.
他们其实对主耶稣啊，他们看到主耶稣在传讲神的信息本身啊，他们其实也是很受感动的。
And there are some Pharisees who were truly touched by the way Lord Jesus preached.
所以听主耶稣讲道的这些听众啊，很多人都是法利赛人。
So amongst all the crowd who were listening to Jesus' sermons, many of them were Pharisees.
那因为他们在这个社会上的一些关系啊，所以他们就这个地方特别强调说，他们来对主耶稣通风报信了、啊。他说：“你赶快离开这里，因为这个西律想要杀你。”
So, but here we can see some Pharisees came to tell Jesus that Herod wants to kill him, so he must leave.
那主耶稣怎么称呼西律呢
？But here we can say how did Jesus refer to King Herod？
那个狐狸。
Go tell that fox.
你看那个狐狸有什么特质
？And you can see what kind of characteristic does that fox possess?
那个狐狸就很狡猾嘛。
The fox is very cunning.
那所谓狡猾，就是说这个人呢、啊，他的立场是摇摆不定的。
So we can say a fox or this cunning nature means it has an unwavering standpoint.
他就是要为了讨好处了，只要这边有好处的，他就倒这边。
And wherever there's benefit for him, he will lean toward that side.
那所以呢，这个西利党的人就是我们说墙头草两边倒。
So we know all the Herodians, they are those who lean toward wherever there are benefits and gains.
你看这个希律啊，很多圣经说他们为了要讨好犹太人呢、啊，他们就宁可迫害信耶稣的人。
Many recordings in the Bible we can see for the sake of pleasing the Jews, Herod would persecute the Christians or those who believe in Jesus.
哎，希律圣经也描述哦，当时候你看那个司洗约翰也是因为这样被杀的。
And for example, in the case of John the Baptist, this is how he was killed.
他们行事不是为了真理，也不是真的为了敬拜神。
And they act not according to carry out the truth or to worship God.
他凡事就是为了他自己的利益。
All that they had done were for their own benefits.
哎，如果主耶稣对他有益处，他就倒向那边听听看他大概讲什么。
And today Jesus brings about benefits to them, they will try to listen as to what he can offer them.
哎，如果情势改变了，现在犹太人哎。他可以觉得可以从犹太人得到比较多的好处，就倒向犹太人，想要杀耶稣了。
However, if the situation changes and the Jews can bring benefits to them, they will return, listen to the Jews and persecute Jesus.
那所以这个希律的笑，就是这样人也是贪爱今生的享受的。
So the ease of Herod represent those who also long after the enjoyment of this world.
他是世俗化的代表。
And they're a representation of secularization.
他是追求人的荣耀的。
And they pursue after the glory of men.
啊，所以当人在呼喊的时候，哇，他就觉得很高兴了。
So when men are yelling or screaming out, then they will be very pleased.
那这些希律啊，他也是喜欢好大喜功的。
And in fact, Herod also liked to boast of his own works.
那主耶稣告诉我们说，你看要防备法利赛人、撒杜盖人跟希律的笑。
Here Jesus reminds us that we must take heed of the teachings and ease of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herod.
要告诉我们说，我们真的要小心，我们今天我们在神面前，我们是不是真的用心来敬拜
？That is remind us that today we must be truly careful whether or not we worship God with sincerity.
还是我们只是注重表面功夫而已
？Or do we simply pay attention to the superficial service？
我们是不是真的会把主耶稣的教训，真的把它拿起来说，那我要做做看
？Have we truly take up the teachings of God and say, I will try to do this？
我们是不是会盼望那个永生将来的那个？天国的福分呢
？And do we truly long for that heavenly reward awaiting us？
还是只是地面上的这些权力、好处、荣耀
？Or do we merely pay attention to all the powers and benefits found in this world？
我们是不是会立场很摇摆的说，哎，我是不是要靠神，还是我是要倒向世界这边，还是要倒向神这边
？Do we have a wavering position, asking ourselves whether I should lean against the world or lean against God？
今天。主耶稣这些话呢，我们要把它放在我们的生活里面去想想看。
We must place all the teachings by our Lord Jesus in our heart and think about them.
主耶稣说要谨慎。
Jesus said, take heed.
那就是这第一个在马太福音16章里面所提出来的主耶稣所讲的。
This is the first thing Lord Jesus has spoken of in Matthew chapter 16.
我们再来看一个路加福音第12章。
Let's take a look at another found in Luke chapter 12.
路加福音12章。
Book of Luke chapter 12.
我们来看第13节。
Let's read verse 13.
十二章十三节说，众人当中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”十四节，
14.
耶稣说：“你这个人啊，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”十五节，
15.
于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”这一段圣经，主耶稣特别提到说要谨慎自守。
Here Jesus especially said, "Take heed and be on guard against all kinds of greed."
那这个谨慎自守这个字，这个谨慎跟我们刚才马太福音十六章呢是一样的，都是要分辨。
And to be on your guard and watch out has the same meaning as Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣告诉我们说要谨慎的时候，说要免去一切的贪心呢。
Here says Jesus said, "Be on guard against all kinds of greed."
主耶稣特别说，人的生命价值呢，不在乎说你到底拥有多少财产。
Here Jesus said, "Man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
主耶稣这里提出对我们提一个提醒，就是我们对我们的生命的价值观念要很清楚。
And this is a reminder for us that we must have a clear value, a clear sight of our values.
圣经里面这里面这个人是说他想要请主耶稣来跟他的求他来做一个算一个审判官哈，就是来分家业嘛哈，跟兄弟分财产呢。
Here, a man had asked Jesus to become the judge or arbiter between the possessions in their household.
那这个人呢，会请主耶稣来做这件事情，表示说他很怕吃亏嘛。
And the reason why this person had asked Jesus to do this is because they're afraid of being taken advantage of.
那他表面上是怕吃亏，说要得到公平。
Even in appearance, it seems like he wants justice or this fairness.
但是主耶稣看出他真正内心里面在想什么。
But Lord Jesus has seen a true intent within him.
所以主耶稣才说哈，你们要免去一切贪心，要谨慎。
Therefore, here Jesus said, "Be on guard against all kinds of greed."
圣经说谨慎自守，表示说要保守自己的心哦，要注意自己到想什么。
The Bible tells us that we must guard our heart, and to be aware of what we think of.
那特别小心的就是要贪心这件事情要小心了。
And we must be especially aware of this greed.
因为人事实上是很容易贪心的。
Because as men, we easily become greedy.
每个人都知道说知足才会常乐。
And for each one of us, we know contentment will bring about longevity.
但是真的能够知足的却很少。
But there are only a few who can truly have this true contentment.
那这个就是。主耶稣特别提出要谨慎的原因呢
？This is also a reason why Lord Jesus reminded us to guard against our greed.
如果知足是很容易的话，那这个第十诫吃掉诫命第十诫就不会这样写了。
Then if we can truly be content easily, then there would not be the tenth commandment.
第十诫说什么
？What is the tenth commandment?
我们是不是记得圣经里面第十诫呢
？Do you remember the tenth commandment?
他说你不要贪恋人家的妻子、房屋、田产、牛羊啊。
He says to not covet or greed after others' possessions.
那总反正简单说来就是不要去贪心别人贪别人有的自己没有的。
Plainly speaking, merely says do not greed or long after others' possession or what you don't have.
那所以这一条诫命是普世价值，是每一个民族每一个人都要遵守的。
So this is a commandment that all nations, all people must observe.
也是所有的人类都容易犯的一些问题。
But this is also a commandment that men or human easily commit.
主耶稣他告诉我们说，人真的要追求的是说，在神面前能够真的成为富足的。
But what Lord Jesus teaches us that as men, we truly need to pursue after this true contentment before our Lord.
啊，不要怕吃亏，有时候在世上有一点吃亏，也不要很在意的。
Never be afraid of being taken advantage of in this world.
今天这个社会里面有多少家庭是因为分财产而闹得兄弟相残，不然就是彼此就不来往了。
But we can see how many families in this world they have broken apart or have tragedies have happened due to property or inheritance disputes.
这种分财产的事情导致兄弟失和、家庭不和睦这种事，不是只有在没有信主的家庭，连在信主家里面都会发生。
We know this dispute or tragedy found in the division of property can only not only be seen in those unbelievers, but also found within the believers.
所以呢，今天我们要主耶稣既然提出说要谨慎自守，我们就真的要注意了。
Since Lord Jesus brought about that we must take heed, then we must take heed.
生命的价值是在神面前说真的是很富足，说我们在神面前被神说，哎，你是一个富有的人。
And the value of life lies not in how others say that we are valuable.
主耶稣他后来他讲一个比喻嘛。
Until the end, Lord Jesus spoke of a parable.
你看十二章路加福音十二章第十六节。
If you read Luke chapter 12 verse.
主耶稣跟这个人讲完说哈，你们要，他是对众人说的，他说你们要免弃贪心哦。他接下去第十六节又讲比喻给他们听。
And after he said this parable in 16, he said another parable.
那这个比喻就是他说一个这个无知的财主。
And this parable is the parable of the rich fool.
哦，他说我出产这么多，没地方收产怎么办呢
？And he said, what shall I do? I have no place to store all my crops.
第十八节说啊，我要这样办呢，把我的仓房拆了。另盖更大的，在那里收藏我一切的粮食跟财物。
So 18 says, "This is what I'll do. I'll break down my barns and build a bigger one."
那第十九节说，然后我就要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有这么多财物啊，积存了，可以说多年的费用啊，所以你只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
So 19 says, "I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life, eat, drink, and be merry."
哎，结果呢？二十节主会神对他说，哎，你这个无知的人。今天晚上就要你灵魂，那你预备的要归给谁呢
？And verse 20, Jesus God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you."
接下来第二十一节，主耶稣下一个结论。
And 21, Jesus made a conclusion.
凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的，也是这样，就是变成无知的人。
This is how it is. Will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but not rich toward God.
那所以你看，主耶稣这里。看到这个比喻本身呢、啊，如果我们仔细想想看，是蛮有意思的。
If we think about this parable itself, it is rather interesting.
我们会不会是这个财主呢
？May we possibly be this fool, this rich fool?
我们一般都会说我不会啦，我没赚很多钱。
Usually, we will say we're not as rich as this man.
我 家里面也没有很多财物啊。
And I also do not have much possessions in my house.
所以基本上我应该也不会说我去把房子拆了，然后盖更大一点的。
Therefore, generally speaking, I will not tear down my house to build a bigger one for myself.
但是如果光是从第十八节这里，这个人他说我的现在出产很多，怎么办？没地方可以放，怎么办？
But from verse 18, we can see this man said to himself, "What will I do? I have so much, in store."
十八节是他的方法嘛，哈，他所想到的方法，我怎么办嘛
？Verse 18 is a method that he had thought of.
啊，如果是我们每一个弟兄姐妹，你看到这句话，你要怎么办呢
？And for each other sister, when you read upon this, what will your method be?
你有没有想到说，如果是你的话，你会怎么办
？Have you ever thought about if this was you, then what would you do?
那如果你这么办，你就不会被主耶稣说你是无知的人。
And if you had done this, maybe the Lord Jesus would not say to you or call you a fool.
我们每一个人可以想想看，你的方法是什么
？And for each one of us, we can think about what kind of method will we have.
如果你今天有很多的财物啊
，Today if you have much wealth，
像他说没地方可以放了，哦，收入太多。
Say to yourself like this person said, I have nowhere to store all my wealth。
那我们的想法就是，可能我就去投资生意了。
And our thinkings maybe we will make some investments。
哦，我们也会做很多的想到很多的方法嘛。
And true enough, we'll think of many different ways。
但其实。如果我们看到这里，他如果出产这么多，哎，主耶稣说你分给一些穷人吧。
But if you read on upon the verse, perhaps Jesus will say to him, "Why not distribute your wealth to the poor?"
主耶稣说施比受更有福。
For Jesus said, "It is better to give than to receive."
施比受更有福这句话在福音书里面没有记。
And this verse is not recorded within the gospel books.
跑到使徒行传去了。
Rather, it's recorded in the book of Acts.
后来保罗他提出来。主耶稣说过的话，他说施比受更有福。
And this is what Paul had mentioned, and this is something Lord Jesus once said.
所以今天主耶稣提醒我们说，我们今天要注意说，哎，我们要免弃一切贪心，要记得在神面前能够成为一个富足人。
Therefore, here Lord Jesus reminds us that we must guard against our greed, that we may become someone wealthy in the eyes of God.
其实贪心是在很多方面会呈现出来的，不是只有在财务上而已。
We know this greed may manifest itself not only on wealth, but in many different aspects of life.
当然，贪财是最常见的啦。
But we know greediness after money is most apparent.
钱财大部分人都想要嘛，所以这是为什么那么多人想要到 casino 去赌一赌。
Because money or wealth is something that all of us wish, and that's why many go to the casinos to gamble.
这是为什么很多人想要去买那个 lottery.
And that's also the reason why many people buy lottery.
一下子就有很多钱。
So they may become instant.
没地方可以放。
Instant wealthy.
但其实除了贪财以外，其实我们今天有很多人是贪吃啊。
But apart from being greedy in money, there are also people who are greedy in eating.
有些人是贪图享受啊。
And some people greed after the luxuries of life.
有些人是贪图那个名利啊。
While others greed after this fame or status.
有的人是贪快啊。
贪快。
动作要很快，什么都要快速。
Some people greed after the speediness or efficiency.
就是没有耐心啊。
That they're impatient.
这是为什么有人路上冲啊，就是开车就要冲，因为你贪图那个快啊，就要争取那么一点点的时间而已。
And that is why many are speeding on the freeway because they want to make that time valuable.
那有些人就是那情欲上贪色。
And some people greed after lust.
这是为什么？主耶稣说要免弃一切的贪心，你注意看圣经讲的。
And if you read carefully, this is why Jesus said you must guard against all kinds of greed.
一切的贪心其实不是只有在财务上而已。
So the greed does not only lie within wealth.
一切超出正常需求的正常范围里面之外的都是叫做贪心呢。
And anything that surpasses your normalness or normal necessities or what you need are considered greed.
那当然贪财竟然是最普遍的，我们就是要小心了。
And we know greediness is most prevalent, so we must be extra careful.
重点神说，他说要我们要在神面前成为富足的。
And the key is that we must become rich in the presence of God.
主耶稣要我们在他面前是一个富足人，而不是一个贫穷人。
Lord Jesus wants us to be rich in His eyes and not a poor man.
我们在世上的生活，如果是别人眼中的贫穷人，没有关系。
It is okay if we're deemed poor in the eyes of men while living this world.
但是重点是在神面前真的是富足。
But the key lies in we must be deemed rich in the eyes of God.
我们有个弟兄在地上过一个非常简单的生活。
We have a brother who lived a very simple life in this world.
他把他所拥有的财物，他把它积存起来做什么
？And he had stored up or saved up all his money possessions.
他舍不得自己去用他自己的生活上。
And he did not use them for himself.
他把它拿出来奉献给教会。
Rather, he saved them and offered them up to church.
很多人都没办法了解是为什么他要过这样的生活。
Many people cannot understand why he had to live such kind of life.
可是他心里面他真正想到说，我在人面前是一个这个好像很贫穷的人没有关系。
But he thought to himself it was okay that he was regarded as poor in the eyes of men.
但是如果我在神面前是一个富足人，那就是有福气的。
But if I can be regarded as rich in the eyes of God, then I will be blessed.
所以这样的看法的人，他就会很。他很乐意奉献，他说我现在出场很多怎么办，我拿去奉献给神啊。
So with such a mindset, when you say to himself, I have so much store up, what will I do with them? I will offer up to God.
那这个就是一个聪明人。
And that is a wise man.
所以圣经说我们要在神面前成富足。
Therefore, Bible says that we must become rich in the eyes of God.
因为我们要顾念那个看不见的。
Because we must be mindful of what is unseen.
很多事情看得见的是暂时的啦。
For many things that are seen are merely temporary.
但是看不见的却是永远的。
But those that are unseen are eternal.
在神面前的富足，我们现在可能看不到。
Perhaps we may not see the richness abundance in front of God.
但是我们用信心的眼睛就看见了。
But by sight of faith, we shall see them.
所以这里圣经提醒我们说要谨慎自守。
This is why here the Bible reminds us that we must guard against all greed.
免记一切的贪心。
And guard against all greed.
贪心其实跟拜偶像是一样的。
Greed is in fact the same as worshipping idols.
那拜偶像这个就是神最厌恶的。
But we know worshipping idol is most detestable to God.
我们昨天提到说我们要明白神的心意嘛。
Yesterday we mentioned we must understand the minds and heart of God.
神当时候责备特罗先知责备以色列百姓的，他们说这些百姓惹神发怒最主要的原因是什么？
And in the Old Testament, when God allowed the prophet to rebuke the Israelites, what was the sole reason for them to provoke God's anger?
就是他们离开了神去拜偶像，去拜别的神了。
Is that they have departed from God and worshiping other idols and other gods?
他让神整个愤怒发起来，他说不可收拾。
They have provoked the wrath and anger of God that it was without turning back.
那所以你看拜偶像。这件事情竟然是神厌恶的。
So we can see the matter of worshipping idol is something detestable to God.
那表示说在神选民的心中，除了神以外，还有另外一个他们觉得很重要的，应该是要花时间在他身上的。
So we can see in the hearts of the Israelites, apart from worshipping God, there's something else more important that was to spend time on themselves.
这对神来说啊，这是一个很大的不敬啊。
But speaking for God, that was a great disrespect.
那圣经说贪心跟拜偶像是一样的。
The Bible tells us worshipping idol is the same as being greedy.
这表示是很严重的事啊。
We can say it is something very severe.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以弗所书五章五节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
五章五节说，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国度里都是无份的，有贪心的就以拜偶像的一样。五章五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5, for of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
这个贪心，这个拜偶像就是属灵的淫乱。
And this idolatry is spiritual adultery.
在神面前就是污秽的了。
And you are considered filthy in the eyes of God.
因此呢，我们要谨慎我们的心呢，不要变成是一个拜偶像的人。
Therefore, we must guard our heart to prevent from becoming an idolater.
如果我们谨慎自守，免弃这样的贪心，我们在神面前就是一个圣洁的人。
If we can guard and keep our heart, then we will be deemed pure in the eyes of God.
我们真的是侍奉神，专心的侍奉神。
And we truly devote ourselves in worshiping God.
我们会觉得说，我今天来把这个时间、我的金钱放在神的身上是值得的。是我应该做的。
We will feel that it is worthy, it is right for us to place our time and our wealth in the matters of God.
也是我得福气，那蒙神喜悦的方法。
And that is also a way where I will obtain blessings and grace from God.
那这样的我们的敬拜一定是很乐意的从心里面发出来的。
And by that, true enough, our worship will spring from the sincerity of our heart.
而不是因为被别人教导、被别人影响，说我不得不这样做，变得很勉强。
Rather not because we have been taught or been forced or been led by others, so we do likewise.
反而是很乐意的。很甘心的说啊，我要把这一切做在主耶稣基督的身上。
Instead, very willingly, we're able to do all these to our Lord.
我愿意来侍奉神。
I'm willing to serve our Lord.
愿这一些提醒呢，成为我们信仰上的一些亮光。我们这一个礼拜呢，能够这样子自我勉励。
And may these encouragements serve as a light to our this week ahead of us.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing together.
516首。
Hymn 516.